It's the Theory Theory on POTUS.
Now comes the not-so-fun part. I'm John Fury. It is awfully easy to talk about cutting spending. It's awfully easy to talk about shrinking government. It's awfully hard to actually do it. Over the next several months, Congress is going to take on three big challenges that have implications for the future fiscal health of the country. First, they have to decide how to fund the government this year. Second, they have to figure out if and when they're going to allow the government to go deeper in debt. Third, they're going to have to produce a budget for the next year. Last year, the Democrats basically punted on all these big budget decisions. They didn't pass the spending bills for this year, so the government's been functioning under a continuing resolution. They also didn't bother to pass a budget because they didn't want to make any tough decisions that may have angered the voters before an election. The new Republican/Tea Party class, full of vim and vinegar, isn't going to punt this time around. They're going to confront the budget and all its implications. Liberal Democrats don't like to talk about spending cuts. They like to start the discussion first by talking about how little the American people are paying in taxes. The problem for the liberals is that they don't have the votes or the will to raise taxes. The House is going to start the debate by first focusing on discretionary spending. You have to start somewhere, and discretionary spending is as good a place to start as any. The truth is that if we as a nation are going to come to grips with both our short-term and long-term fiscal problems, we are all going to have to pitch in. Every part of the budget is going to have to take a hit. Rich and poor, rural and urban, black and white, everybody is going to have to expect less from the government. Shared sacrifice should be the message coming out of Washington. That is the only way we will get a fiscally responsible budget.
The Fury Theory is on POTUS.